Jeremy Bradley here, live from Indianapolis, Indiana, at the zoo, and our indie adventures brought to you by ShopErnie.com. Everyone loves a golden retriever puppy. I think we might have to get some penguin pictures on here as well. Ernie and his dogmestic partner, Basil, have the perfect greeting card for your next occasion. Whether they are formal in their tuxedos, wearing their Christmas antlers, or just giving you those sad penguin eyes, your message will make people smile. Check out the collection at ShopErnie.com. That's ShopErnie.com. Carla, we've got some masterpiece works of art at the zoo here today, so I'll tell everybody what I'm talking about. I met Picasso. What were the names of the penguins?
They're numbers. But we do have some penguin Picassos here at the zoo.
So what happened was I was just, you know, behind the scenes and met two penguins, and one of them was more into himself than he was into me. He's more into himself than I'm into myself, really. Was fascinated by checking himself out in the mirror, and then the female did some really great painting. We've got a purple and red picture here, and they just kind of walked across the canvas, right?
Yeah, the animal art adventures that we offer here happen not just with penguins, but we have several species that are artistic animals. Each animal has its own different style, so the penguins, like you saw, we just put some paint down on the floor and they walk across onto the canvas and it leaves these beautiful foot impressions.
I'm thinking about it now. What I'm going to do when I get home is I'm going to put a handprint of mine. So now we've all done it. That would be cool. I didn't think of that in the moment, but that's awesome. All right, so there's tons of other animals here, as I was saying. Flamingos were getting a little squawky as we walked by just now, but people can really spend the entire day here. As we said in the last segment, there's a whole bunch of learning experiences with interactive exhibits, and now there's private events you can have here as well. I hear one's going on right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of spaces around the zoo where businesses, weddings, receptions, different things can happen. So in addition to being a zoo as an attraction, we're kind of a community event space as well.
So Ernie and Basil could have their wedding here is what you're saying.
They certainly can.
Equal opportunity zoo, I hope. They're not judgmental about the 2 minutes.
We welcome all.
Done. Ernie and Basil. And we'll get those greeting cards. And then, yeah, that would be great. We'll sell those. Where can people get more information about the zoo?
You can go to IndianapolisZoo.com. And we encourage people to plan their visit.
Clever website address. How'd you guys come up with that address?
I know.
It's easy to remember. What was it again? I didn't write it down.
It is IndianapolisZoo.com.
We've got a bunch of pictures from our tour at indy.jbonair.com, and we'll link you through to that as well. Carla, I think we can really like auction this and get a whole bunch of money and make a donation to the zoo. What do you think?
Oh, that would be perfect. We would love that.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for your time. And again, indy.jbonair.com. Thanks for having us here.
Thank you so much for coming.